Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are preparing to meet in a historic summit June 12th in Singapore. The proposed summit offers a historic opening for President Trump and Chairman Kim to boldly lead the United States and the DPRK into a new era of peace, prosperity, and security, said Secretary Pompeo. Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste. In his conversations with Chairman Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang and with Vice Chairman Kim Yong-chol, Secretary Pompeo clearly stated the United States' objective is very consistent and well-known, the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump has made clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter path for North Korea. We envision a strong, connected, and secure, prosperous North Korea that maintains its cultural heritage but is integrated into the community of nations, said Secretary Pompeo. There is an opportunity for the people of the United States and North Korea to create a future defined by friendship and collaboration, not by mistrust, fear, and threats, said Mr. Pompeo. We sincerely hope that Chairman Kim Jong-un shares this positive vision for the future. We expect both leaders to enter the summit in Singapore with their eyes wide open and with a clear understanding of the possibilities for the future. If these talks are to be successful, it will take bold leadership from Chairman Kim Jong-un to seize this opportunity to change the course for the world. Chairman Kim has the chance to make those kinds of decisions. In the coming weeks and months, said Secretary Pompeo, we will have the opportunity to test whether or not he is willing to do so.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.